imagine that an individual has just been diagnosed with Parkinson's yesterday, and they call you up and they say, what do I need to know? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that there's hope. It's not a death sentence. You're lucky you're in the year 2010 and you called me, because I can steer you towards something that will save you a lot of time and money and anxiety. And maybe if you tried Henry first before you went anyplace else, you wouldn't have to go through anything like I did. And they couldn't even imagine what that, the magnitude of that, what I went through. You just can't even imagine it. So if I could catch somebody before they went through any of that, I would really try and tell them that they can avoid a lot of anxiety and a lot of discomfort and a lot of embarrassment and a lot of being humbled by this disease. And they can continue their life, and they have a chance now. I've never been so passionate about anything in my life like this, and I've never been so happy that some goodness like this has come into my life. And I just really appreciate you letting me tell people, because I really want to give back to so many people and save them so much hurtfulness from this disease and their families. I would like people to know not to have any fear, because that fear is the thing that holds most people back from anything in life. Parkinson's is scary, and getting well is scary as well, believe it or not. But you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. And I don't know why you can't make him drink when the horse is tired and thirsty, you know. But people are scared to try this. It's scary because it's a lot of money, and it's scary because what if it doesn't work for you? I mean, I had all these same fears. And I would just really like to encourage people to don't be afraid of yourself, and don't be afraid to get well, and don't be afraid that you can improve, because you really can with this treatment. I personally know three people that are undergoing it, and all three people are, if not better, getting better. Jo Rosen has told me that she knows of 30 people. Obviously, she's more in the center of things. I'm just in my little world here. But she's more in the center of things, and she knows 30 people, and all 30 people have improved.